And we move now to Pakistan's neighbor, India, and a statistic that's startling. Nearly one in four members of India's parliament is charged with at least one criminal offense. An election is underway to choose a new parliament, and as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, there's a big drive this year to get crooks out of politics.
Rani Powell is an elderly widow. She's sitting in a tiny, swelteringly hot room. This is her campaign office. Powell has never stood for parliament before, yet she's a candidate in India's general election. Powell shows off a photograph of a young man. It's her son, Raju. Raju was a rising politician in the region, but 5 years ago, at the age of 30, he was murdered by gangsters.
He was my only son. I have no other children. The pain has been enormous, so great that my tears have dried up.
Powell alleges a member of India's parliament was behind Raju's murder. His name is Atiq Ahmed. After her son's death, Powell vowed to ensure Ahmed was never re-elected. Now she's trying to keep her word by running against him. Stopping Ahmed is her only goal. A man with a machine gun stands on lookout duty at her door. Beyond lies Powell's new stamping ground, the down-at-heel, dusty town of Pratapgarh. It's in Uttar Pradesh, a North Indian state with roughly the same population as Brazil. Parts of the state are very poor. Parts are ill-governed and lawless. Mafia men abound. This is Atiq Ahmed's campaign office. It's a big white marquee. Ahmed's mustachioed face scowls down from a poster. He's unable to be here in person.
Atiq Ahmed is in jail on the charge of the case filed under the Gangster Act and one case under the kidnapping. But all these cases are fabricated.
Ahmed's campaign manager, Mohammed Issa, says Ahmed's been in jail for 15 months awaiting trial. He points out Ahmed's not been convicted of anything. In all, Atiq Ahmed is charged with more than 40 criminal offences, including murder, extortion and kidnapping. That doesn't bother these young men in the streets near Atiq Ahmed's campaign tent.
Yes, we are supporting
Atiq.
We are all supporting
Atiq.
They belong to India's Muslim minority. So does Atiq Ahmed. They think he'll defend the interests of impoverished Muslims like them.
Hello, good evening.
Calls pour in on the hotline in the office of the Association for Democratic Reforms in India's capital, New Delhi. The association's hooked up with other organizations to mount a national election watch. They're monitoring candidates with criminal charges and trying to raise public awareness about them. The association's coordinator, Anil Berwal, says many calls come from people eager to clean up India's politics.
Majority of people want a capable person, honest person, that can represent them in the parliament.
Berwal says politicians tend to argue that criminal charges are filed against them for political reasons by rivals. That is sometimes true, but Berwal believes many cases don't fall into that category. Just look, he says, at the members of India's outgoing parliament.
There are 333 cases of heinous nature, which include murder, attempt to murder, robbery, kidnapping, rape, extortion.
It can take many years for cases to go through India's courts. It's not easy to convict a politician. Intimidation and bribery are common. It's a searingly hot day on the campaign trail in Pratapgarh, the constituency where the widow, Rani Powell, is running against Atiq Ahmed on behalf of her murdered son. Men glug down water from a tanker and hurry back to the large crowd. They've come to a rally by a big regional party to see a third candidate in Pratapgarh. This candidate also has a charge sheet, alleging attempted murder, extortion and forgery. A helicopter appears and lands nearby. Sanjay Dutt, a Bollywood superstar, steps out. He's the party's general secretary. Dutt also wanted to stand for parliament, but he's been convicted of illegally possessing weapons. In India, you can't stand for parliament if you've been convicted of an offence punishable by 2 years imprisonment or more, until 6 years after your prison sentence is completed. Getting crime out of politics in India is a massive undertaking. Yet Anil Berwal of the Association for Democratic Reforms thinks he and his fellow activists are making progress. He believes after these elections, the number of politicians with criminal charges in India's parliament will go down.
Will it go down to zero? I mean, absolutely not. There is just no chance. it's a process that's going to take a lot of time. It's, you know, the things are not going to change in a day.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.